Dick Morris, he joins us at our news line. Hello, Mr. Morris.
Good. Well, it's amazing. I mean, Carl has to be optimistic because that's what you have to do when you're doing this. But there's no grounds for optimism. And in fact, the failing is largely where Rove has always succeeded.
Where? What do you mean?
Which is with the Republican base. The Republican Party was in desperate shape about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. But then the Foley scandal absolutely killed them. And the reason it killed them was overwhelmingly with the base Republican vote, the vote that they've always been able to count on. There was a Gallup poll last week that showed that among white, frequent churchgoers, that's as close as you can get to the Republican base, the percentage of people that were going to vote Republican in the midterm election had fallen from 58% to 47%, which is pretty incredible.
You don't think part of that is because they've been told this over and over now by the networks that the base is going to sit home on the couch? I mean, as somebody who fits the profile, as you know, Dick, as a white Christian conservative, you know, usually votes Republican kind of guy, if anything, I have been motivated to go, listen, I'm smart enough to know that Foley and his situation doesn't broad brush every Republican in office. Yeah. But that's what I think the other side would like us to believe.
The ball's in your court.
Yes.
All talk radio hosts, because you're the folks that are talking to the base. And if the base comes out and returns to the Republican fold, they have a shot at winning the House or the Senate. But if they don't, they're toast. In that same Gallup poll, asked which party would do the best job of bringing America on a moral path, the Democrats won it by 8 points.
Now, I figured somebody was smoking something when that poll was taken.
It's reflective of the Foley scandal and of the Hastert role in that. And I think that I had hoped that Bush with North Korea would be able to distract attention from it and change the subject.
Well, you know, there are some on the left, and I've heard some of this in progressive circles. They even joke half jokingly about, maybe pressure was there on North Korea and it was another one of those Bush tricks, you know. We'll just get into a creative diversion.
No, of course not. But I think that I think that Bush has played it responsibly, which is the way you'd assume he would, which is to go for the UN resolution. Rather than politically, which is to pound North Korea and spend a lot of time talking about it and maybe even involve military operations. He's deliberately resisted wagging the dog, and as a result, he's not been able to change the subject. But the problem that the Republicans face right now is with their base. In the last 4 weeks, the percent of white, non-church-going Christians that moved away from the Republican Party was only 6 points. But white church-going Christians was 20 points.
Well, Dick Morris with us here live on News Radio 600 KOGO. Yes?
I have columns that I write twice a week.
I know that.
One for the New York Post and one for The Hill. Mm-hmm. And if anybody would like to sign up so that I can send you the columns directly, and they're not always bad news, sometimes they're good news.
No, sometimes I double check and I go, is this the same Dick Morris I know? Because you cover a lot of different viewpoints, and I think you're pretty honest, you know?
So my email address is dickmorris2006. At AOL.com.
DickMorris2006@AOL.com.
That's right. And just email me and I'll sign you up.
And you're not going to have salespeople call in the middle of the night?
No, promise no Viagra.
Have the Clintons signed up yet?
I don't know. They might have.
And to resume names?
You know, I was really amused yesterday, Mark. I don't know if you saw, but Hillary issued a statement through her campaign.
Through her peeps.
That she was not named after Sir Edmund Hillary.
Yeah, in fact, I put that up on my blog as well. I thought that was curious because
reason she did it, I think, is that she's facing a debate against John Spencer, the Republican candidate for the Senate.
Also,
she knows that Spencer's going to raise that, so she needed to back her way out of it. But she did it in great Clinton fashion. She blamed her mother. She said this was a cute family story my mother told me, and I assumed was true, but on further investigation, it couldn't have been. And, of course, that's because Sir Edmund Hillary climbed the mountain 5 years after she was born.
Well, that wasn't the worst of the Clinton whoppers from either of the Clintons over the years, as you know. Now, I'm looking at some of the other Democrats in the news. Jimmy Carter is chiming in, saying that Bush has trashed the Korea peace effort. We can always count on Jimmy for something.
Oh,
of course,
my goodness. Well, I'm glad you told me that. I didn't know that, and I have refrained from unloading on Jimmy Carter.
No.
But now I'm going to do it now and maybe on the O'Reilly Show tomorrow because you told me that.
Well, he's a gem.
Is primarily responsible for North Korea developing nuclear weapons in the United States is Jimmy Carter. In 1994, Bill Clinton and Al Gore and the National Security Council had gotten together and agreed on economic sanctions against North Korea and to demand that they stop their nuclear program. When we were on the verge of those sanctions and possibly of war, Carter went to Pyongyang, met with the leader then, I think was the guy before Kim Il-jung, and announced to CNN, not to the NSC, not to the White House, but to CNN, that he had reached a deal with the North Koreans and the blockade was now unnecessary. And with the rug pulled out from under them like that, Gore, there's a quote from him saying he was just speechless because the rug was just totally pulled out from under them. And it turned out Carter had gotten nothing. He had gotten no assurances. Clinton couldn't criticize Carter because they're from the same party. It was in the opening years of Clinton's administration, so he didn't really have the traction to be able to do it anyway. And he ended up going along with this framework agreement that was totally useless and accomplished nothing. Then, by the way, parenthetically, in 1998, Clinton found out North Korea had violated the framework agreement but didn't do anything about it because he was so distracted with Lewinsky. But Jimmy Carter's intervention in going to North Korea had more to do with North Korea having the bomb than any other action by any other American political figure. So it is total chutzpah and an outrage that Carter said what he just said. I'm furious about that.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. And he does seem to interject himself at awkward moments just to, I don't know if he's trying to build a new legacy wing of the Carter Center, the library and all of that, but it's strange in the timing. Dick Morris with us here on News Radio 600 KOGO throughout Southern California on KOGO. With regard to looking at all these polls, and I know you live, breathe, drink these things, you're into them all the time just trying to find out what the tea leaves are saying, Dick. And we can debate, you know, some of the points we got into early here. But on the issue of the war on terror, which has been the strong suit for the Republicans, is there some erosion there now because of North Korea?
That's a big part of the problem. In the last national Gallup sample, Democrats beat Republicans as the party best equipped to wage the war on terror by 48-43, which is wrong. Republicans are far better equipped to wage it, and Democrats won't. But it's reflective of where public opinion is. The Foley scandal and the loss of control of events in this crucial period leading up to the election is just going to doom Bush to lame duck status.
Well, of course,
let me say this: regardless of which party you think is better in Congress, the last thing in the world we need is a lame duck president who can't do anything except dodge subpoenas for 2 years.
Let me get a quick call here. Dean in Encinitas, you're on with Dick Morris because of the immigration issue I wanted to bring up, and Dean got to it here. You're on KOGO. Hi.
Hey, Dean.
Thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, Dick, my question is, it's a comment first, is I think I represent a lot of Americans that don't think that the border an immigration issue is really being solved by maybe just a fence. And I'm wondering if either this Congress, the next 2 years, regardless of who gets in, or the next Congress, if you think we'll see any politicians addressing the root of the immigration problem, which I see as businessmen making jobs available for them and politicians not...
The answer to I agree with you completely, but the answer to your question is no. The best chance for immigration reform was with this past Congress. There is some chance that a lame duck Congress, having been battered in the election, may take more seriously doing a real program on immigration. But I doubt it, because what's going on now is that you have the people who are speaking just as you are. And on the other side, there are the Republican professionals worried about the Hispanic vote. Hispanics voted for Kerry by 30 points, for Gore by 30 points, but for Kerry by only 10. And they are determined not to lose the Hispanic vote and not to pass, and that's why they didn't pass tough legislation about it.
Well, we're going to see how this plays out, and I'll be at the White House on Tuesday with the latest conservative gaggle, and we'll find out what the current spin is on that. And, you know,
well,
they got to get
if
this.
If anyone wants email, you know, newsletters, just dickmorris2006@AOL.
You know, you're going to get the Phyllis Schlafly Award for shameless promotion there, because normally that's about how she works in her book title. You're getting good on that, Dick.
I've been occasionally on the other end of that microphone there.
You know how that works. What do you make of this case? Some people are saying, and I'm hearing this from some conservative Republicans, some of the disgruntled factor, they'll say, you know, we need time in the wilderness. And they said that, of course, in 1992. You know, you get Clinton in there, and America will see the error of their ways, and they'll throw him out in 96. Well, that didn't work.
I think that's largely true. I think that, I don't know if they need the time in the wilderness, but yeah, the Republicans in Congress have gotten so arrogant and so non-ideological and so focused just on the spoil system and making money and, you know, getting their forgetting.
Well, now, Murtha sells earmarks back in the corner. You know, Democrats aren't by themselves on that.
The Democrats have always been bad, but the Republicans used to be good. The guys who came in and the women who came in with Gingrich in 94 were not corrupt. They could care less about making money. They were very focused on ideology and accomplishing things for the country. I didn't always agree with their agenda, but I always had great respect for them as congressmen, like guys like John Kasich and stuff like that. Now those guys are gone, and those that are there have changed. And you've got a bunch of self-serving guys and women out for money, out for earmarks, out for campaign contributions, putting their wives and on the payroll, getting lobbying firms to hire their children, and they're into feathering their own nests. And there's nothing that cleanses a party like being out of power. And then if you add to that my view, which is that unfortunately I think Hillary is very likely to be the next president, you're then looking at a Republican comeback in 2010 and 2012.
We can't wait that long. What kind of damage would be wrought?
Because we saw what Hillary would do.
Yeah, but if let's say the House or the Senate goes to the Democrats, heaven forbid, this fall. McCain joked yesterday he'd commit suicide if that happened on the Senate side, and you know people chuckled with him. But that was quite a pointed comment. But you know, you look at who would be in charge from Pelosi and Murtha on down there. I mean, between this fall and 2010, there's a lot of rough road ahead.
Well, between now and 08, if the Democrats win control, it's going to be an unending stream of subpoenas and hearings and censure motions.
And impeachment? And
perhaps even impeachment.
Yeah.
They won't have the votes for it, but, you know, they might in the House.
And then they'll come after talk radio, won't they?
They'll come after everything they can. And I think that Bush will stop them. So they'll be basically deadlocked. Lame duck president, deadlock, nothing happening, zero accomplishments, and a president who's largely disempowered. Then in eight, if they win the White House, then you're going to see big tax increases and Hillary's health care proposal and all that kind of stuff, and the country will go crazy, and then there will be a reaction to the Republican Party, I believe.
All right, Dick Morris, the update there. Again, if you want to get his emails, dickmorris2006@AOL.com, and you get that updated when you least expect it, in the dead of night even. Thanks, Dick. We'll talk to you. Take care. Dick Morris with us here on News Radio 600 KOGO. I mean, he knows how – he's worked for the other side. He knows how bleak it would be if the House or Senate or both, heaven forbid, go to the Democrat side because he's worked on both sides. But I will go online. I've got this on LarsonBlog.com. I'll agree with Rove on this, although maybe not by the same majority he's looking at, that the Republicans hang on to the House and Senate, probably by a tiny little hair, especially in the House, this fall. And it's, you know, it's up there on the blog so that, you know, it's on the record. I think the American people are smarter. I just don't buy this, do you? That because the poll says this or that, or because there's the buzz that people are going to stay home on the couch and not vote because they're upset with Foley. You know, I think you're smart enough, and beyond that, they're real smart to be able to understand that, you know, Foley's deal with the email dalliances with Pages, much of that still has to be proven as to you know, how young the kids were and whatever. That doesn't signify every member of Congress. I mean, you can sort that out and smart enough to know who would be in charge if the other party gains control. I think. I hope. I have hope. Yes, I do.